To the book of, Matthew chapter 6, a sermon entitled Prayer and Fasting. Can I tell you, just by that title alone, your flesh cringed. Just by, me saying a sermon entitled The Power of Prayer and Fasting, your flesh said, ouch. How many like to pray and fast? See, I didn't get a big response. Amen. Some people are like, I wanted to lift my hands, Pastor, but I don't like it. Matthew chapter 6. We're going to read, verses 16 through 18. The Word of God says, moreover, when you fast, do not be like the hypocrites with a sad countenance, for they disfigure their faces that they may appear to men to be fasting. Surely I say to you, they have their reward. But you, when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face so that you do not appear to men to be fasting, but to your Father who is in the secret place. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you openly. Let's pray. Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus. We thank you for all that you are doing. Help us, God, to seek you in all things. And all God's people said, amen. So the reason why, I am preaching on the power of prayer and fasting is because every year, twice a year, as a fellowship, this is a fellowship of churches of over 4,000 strong. We come together the week before conference there in Prescott, Arizona, which is the leadership church. And what we do is we fast. Amen. We fast not only for the Prescott conference, but also for the needs of our church. And how many know, that this is a perfect opportunity? So what we are going to do is we are going to fast, starting tonight at midnight and go all the way through, Wednesday night. It's a fast. We will open up the church doors Monday and Tuesday for you to be able to come in and pray from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. If you want to come any other times, get a hold of me. Amen. If you do not have a key, we can try to work. Listen, but we need people that are going to come in and pray. People that are going to come in, and lay hold of God, not only for the needs of their own life, but for the needs of our church and the needs of our fellowship. The conference next week, starting on Monday, it goes from Monday through Friday. We have a list of pastors that are going to be preaching. They're in the leadership church. They need God's direction because so many things go on. Moving pieces are moved, folks. And we need God. Can I tell you, we need God to move. It cannot be anything that we do, but everything that God does. Amen. So this morning, fasting and prayer puts you and I, in a position to hear from God without all the distractions, that are all around us. It also moves you and I to a to attain spiritual authority. Prayer is used to connect you and I to God. While fasting intensifies it more. Prayer, amen, is there as a conduit. But fasting, can I tell you, the reason why our flesh, amen, does not like fasting is because our flesh knows what fasting is able to do. As long as I fasted, amen, is 7 days. And can I tell you, amen, if you've done it more, praise God for you. I reward you. And I, amen, if I can bless you, I would bless you. Glory to God. Amen. God bless you. Because, amen, at the 7 day mark, my flesh was trembling. But can I tell you, when I got out of it, I was a new man. I was a new man. Listen, that's what fasting does. It intensifies our prayer life. Throughout the Word of God, the people of God fasted and they prayed during moments that decisions needed to be made. During times of desperation, during times of repentance, and it was also used to obtain a spiritual breakthrough. See, fasting is not meant this morning to be able to twist God's arm for you to obtain what you want from God. It is used to align yourself with God's heart and God's will. See, many of times we use fasting and it is like we are trying to, amen, get God to do exactly what we are telling. But in actuality, we are aligning ourselves with what God's desire for our lives already is. See, what is fasting? Fasting is voluntarily denying of a physical appetite to be able to do one thing, folks, to sharpen our spiritual focus. How many know, amen, that sometimes you see blurry? When you fast, that blur is being removed. So what fasting is not? Fasting is not a diet. I cannot tell you how many times, amen, I've heard people, amen, in my 27 years, Pastor, I'm fasting. I said, praise God. What are you fasting for? Because I need to lose weight. Pastor, I gotta, you know, can I tell you? I've made that comment myself. Matter of fact, a few days ago, I had already written this sermon. And I told my daughter, I'm going to lose between 5 and 10 pounds within the next few days. They're like, praise God, Dad. They're like, how are you going to do it? I told them, I'm going to fast. But listen, fasting is not meant for you, amen, to be able to slim down. It's not meant for you to be on a diet. It's not punishment. Or it's not a manipulation of God. See, Jesus, he assumed that those that followed would fast. In verse 16, it says, when you fast. See, when we fast, what we are ultimately saying is, God, I need more of you than what sustains me physically. There's an illustration. The illustration is entitled The Sledgehammer Analogy. It says prayer is like a handy tool for daily tasks, but prayer combined with fasting acts as a spiritual sledgehammer. When facing immovable obstacles or deep-seated strongholds, fasting demonstrates a level of desperation and sacrifice that pushes through, amen, those spiritual barriers. So why do we fast and pray? We fast and pray, amen, to humble ourselves. Listen to me, folks. We fast and pray to humble ourselves before God. That he will lift us up. See, fasting strips away anything of you. Whatever is left in you, listen, what it does is it says, I need to push you. I need to get you. I need to be able to get through you so that you can get to God. It strips away your pride. Because how many know this morning that when you fast, and you fast for 3 days, there should be nothing of you left in you. There should be nothing that says, I can still do this. Because your stomach grumbles. It rumbles. And it is like, amen, the thrill in Manila. I'm coming in. That was an old time for those old timers. Fasting strips away anything that you have left over in you and any of your own strength. See, fasting, it is used to see God's direction for our lives. Acts 13, verse 2, while they were worshiping the Lord and fasting, the Holy Spirit said, to the leaders, send Paul and Barnabas. Here in Acts 13, the church leadership fasted before sending Paul, and Barnabas to go forward. See, fasting allows you and I to hear God more clearly. When you and I are facing major decisions in our lives. Ministry decisions. That's why, amen, in the wisdom of Pastor Mitchell, before, amen, any ministry decision is made, we have to lay hold of God. Listen, folks, Pastor Mitchell clearly said, this is not a work of man, but a work of God. That's why we need God to be able to strip us away so that God can do his work and continue moving forward. Also, amen, fasting should be used in, life-altering transitions of your life. One of the main things that you will hear me say when you come and you ask and you, want my advice and you say, Pastor, I think I should do this. First thing I'm going to do is I'm going to say, have you prayed about it? Because if by your own, amen, good idea, you say, bing, the light just came on, I got to do this. But if you haven't prayed about it, it's your good idea. And fasting seals, listen to me, fasting seals that decision that God is speaking to you to do. Matthew 17, 21, this kind did not go out except by prayer and fasting. See, when you and I this morning engage in spiritual warfares, Jesus made it clear that, amen, some breakthrough requires fasting. A lot of battles will not be an intellectual battle. It will not be an emotional battle. That will be, amen, a spiritual battle. That in fasting, amen, it will, as Jesus said, I have given you authority. It will enhance, folks, this morning, the spiritual authority that God has already given unto us. Next, fasting, amen, is used to repent and return back to God. In Joel 2, verse 12, it said, return to me with all your heart, with fasting and weeping and mourning. See, fasting, amen, it creates an avenue for you and I to get back right with God. So how should you and I fast? We should fast with a right heart. Matthew 6, 16 says, moreover, when you fast, do not be like hypocrites with a sad countenance. You know, I cannot tell you how many times I've seen, amen, and heard. And you come in and you look like a sad puppy. My very first thing when I see that face is, what's going on? Nothing, Pastor. I'm praying. I'm fasting. You should be joy. There should be some joy. Said, do not be like hypocrites. You're just making yourself known. What are you doing? I'm fasting. You know, one of my best friends in the Killeen Church, his name is Rafael Medina. I was fasting for 3 days. Our job working for Walmart was a very strenuous job. It took everything from you. Listen to me. When I say it took everything from you, that job, it was like a forklift lifting all day, but you were the forklift. You were the one that was lifting. Amen. You were lifting sometimes up to 50,000 pounds in one day. That job took everything from you. So naturally, every day I would bring, amen, my wife, she would make sure that this chubby guy ate. She took care of me. But during this fast, nobody knew, but Rafael Medina, being a good friend of mine, he comes in and he sees something different because we sat down in the same table. And he says, Baraz, where's your food? I said, I'm not eating today. What? You're not eating? Don't let me exaggerate. He runs, he gets his food, his extra food, and he says, here you go. I said, no, bro, I'm not eating. He couldn't believe it. He couldn't believe it. What do you mean you're not eating? You know the job that we do. You have to eat. I said, I'm not eating. And I witnessed, listen, I witnessed to Rafael for 11 years before he got saved. He couldn't understand what I was doing. But listen, I needed breakthrough in my life. I needed direction in my life. And I needed God to clear up some things that were hazy in my life. See, fasting is not for you and I to get attention, but for you to attain a close and more intimate relationship with God. An illustration, fasting is primarily an act of humbling your soul. In the Old Testament, Esther, Nehemiah, and Ezra all proclaimed a fast to humble themselves and seek God's protection rather than relying on human strength. This illustrates that when we empty ourselves physically, we open ourselves to God's direction. Lastly, when you fast, do it with joy and faith. In verse 18, so that you do not appear to men to be fasting, but to your Father who is in the secret place, and your Father who sees in the secret will reward you openly. See, what is the reward? It is clarity, peace, strength, and a greater breakthrough. And more than all those things, because how many know, listen, that's a reward. But the best thing is, it's a greater relationship, folks, this morning with God. Different types of fast, a complete fast, no food. Partial fast, limited to food. The Daniel, in the book of Daniel, it's called the Daniel fast. Corporate fast, a group or church fast. Personal fast, this is individually. See, fasting this morning, it empowers our lives in, two things. Obedience and focus in our lives. So what happens when you, fast and pray? The desires, our desires are realigned to God's desires. Can I tell you? Your desires are not what God desires. Amen? But when you fast, it brings the shift and aligns you with what God desires for your life. Secondly, we become sensitive to hear from God. Thirdly, we minimize the distractions of your flesh. And fourth, breakthrough. Isaiah 58:6. Is this not the fact that I have chosen, the path that I have chosen, to loose the bonds of wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens, to let the oppressed go, and to free, that you break every yoke. So when you fast, chains are broken, chains are loose, and breakthrough happens. Amen. You get spiritual breakthrough in your life. See, what God is saying is that fasting breaks chains. It frees, the oppressed. And, it loosens God's power upon God's people, upon his people. See, fasting and prayer and praying are not religious rituals, but disciplines that our lives so desperately need. Jesus fasted for 40 days. Then he went into the wilderness. He was led by the Spirit to the wilderness. God comforted Jesus during this heavy time. Can I tell you, God will comfort you also. How many are ready to fast this morning? Amen. Let's bind that flesh this morning. Let me have every head bowed and every eye closed. Hallelujah. You're here this morning. You're not saved. You're here this morning. You're not right with God. You're here this morning. You need breakthrough. You need breakthrough in your life. Are you right with God this morning? Are you right with God? That has to be the first priority before anything else. How is your relationship with our God and Savior? You're here this morning. You're not right. You've never accepted Jesus Christ into your life. This morning, you want to be honest, sincere. You want to come before God this morning. You want to surrender your life. You're here this morning and you're not saved. That means you don't have a relationship with Jesus. Is that you this morning? You want to accept Christ? Simply lift your hand. I want to pray with you. I want to pray for you this morning. Maybe you're backslidden. Would you allow Jesus to touch you this morning? That's you. You're here and you're not right. Pastor Barajas, would you pray for me? I want to get right. Amen. The power of prayer and fasting. Prayer gets you to God. Fasting seals that relationship and it gives you breakthrough. Jesus said, some things can only be broken with prayer and fasting. Fasting is not a punishment for you, but it is meant to be able to get you aligned with what God desires for your life. Maybe you are in a place where you are at a point and you need to make a decision in life. Can I tell you this morning? It was It was, amen, what I preached about. The power of prayer and fasting. Fast. Lay hold of God. Can I tell you, fasting without prayer is just you withholding yourself from food but not doing anything else. When you fast, pray, as you are withholding you out of you, you are inputting, the things of God back into you. The power of prayer and fasting. Jesus said, when you fast, he meant for you and I to fast. God wants to help you this morning. He wants to give you freedom. He wants to give you a liberty. And he wants to free you from the chains that might be keeping you where you are. That is what we get when we pray and fast. We get breakthrough. We get freedom. We get liberty. And we see God in a more clear fashion. I'm going to open up the altar, amen. Maybe God laid a hold of you. Amen. You need breakthrough. You need freedom. You need God to move in different things of your life. It comes through prayer and fasting. The altar is open. Come, lay hold of God this morning. Come, lay hold of God. Let's lay hold of God, church. We need to pray. If you are here at the altar, lay hold of God. Draw, amen. Draw strength from God this morning.
Never let me go.
Deja que tu vida reciba fuerza.
Lay it all down again. To hear you say that
you need direction. If we are all over the place, fasting and prayer brings us back down to what we need to do. Can I tell you, we need God, folks. We need God this morning. And what we get through prayer and fasting is direction for our lives. We will be praying and we will be fasting. I will not only be praying for my needs, but for the needs of the Potter's House Church here in Colorado Springs. I will be praying and fasting for you. There's a list back in the back that says prayers. If you need specific prayers, I want you to write it down before you leave, so that we can specifically be praying instead of just in a general, because if I don't know specifically what to pray for, all I'm going to pray is generally that God would direct your steps. But if you write it down, we can know specifically what you need. Amen? And that's what we will be believing God for. that when the report comes out and you come up and give God a praise report, you can say, it was during the time that we prayed and fasted that God made things clear. That God gave me breakthrough. That God aligned that decision with His will that I would go forward. Amen? So write it down. If you don't write it down, then all we can do is just generally pray for you, but not specifically for you. Amen? Jacob, I'm going to pray for you this morning. I told you I was going to pray, didn't I? Huh? Won't you come? Come on. Hallelujah. You can have your seats. So, you said there was pain in your knee? From a scale of 1 to 10, right now, where is it at? 5? So it's there and it's bothersome, isn't it? Do you like it to bother you? No. Huh? Right? But it's constantly nagging you, isn't it? So we're going to pray this morning. So let me ask you this morning. I know I prayed for you last week. But is there anybody that you are mad or there is unforgiveness, or maybe you haven't forgiven somebody? Is there anybody that you can think of? Anybody that you're mad at? The army? Hallelujah. Listen, God wants to help you, okay? We're going to believe God. If I can get some Holy Ghost-filled men this morning, won't you come? We're going to pray this morning. Holy Ghost-filled men. We're going to pray for this young man. We're going to trust that God is going to help him. So I want you to touch wherever your pain is, Jacob. Where's your pain? Yeah, both of them? Yeah? So stretch out your hand, folks. We're going to pray for Jacob. We're going to believe God this morning that God is going to do a miracle. Amen. I just want you to repeat these words. Say, Lord, I ask you this morning to heal my body. Touch my knees. I pray that you would bring forth recovery upon the ligaments, the tears, or whatever is damaged this morning. And I ask you right now, God, that by your blood and through your stripes, you would make me whole. You would heal my body. In the name of Jesus, amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, God, I pray right now, God, touch him, God, loosen right now in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you and I praise you, God, right now. Father, I command this pain. We take authority upon it right now. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's give God glory. Father, we thank you, God. We worship you. God, we worship you. I want you to do something that would cause pain. So how's the pain right now? It's a little better? Better than what it was? Yeah? You like better or you want it completely gone? No, we're going to pray complete gone. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, God, I pray. God, we thank you. We give you praise, God. God, help us, Father, as we trust, God. Your blood, God, has power. Your blood has authority. And we command this pain in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you. We give you praise and glory, God. Let's give God glory. Amen. Father, we love you. God, we worship you. Bend it. Yeah? Listen, I'm going to pray complete, God. I don't want it to just feel better. Amen. Thank you for letting me pray for you. Amen. Let's give God glory. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you. God, we worship you. God, we thank you. Amen. Anton, won't you close us in prayer this morning?